Russian separatists take over a Christian university. A flood gets volunteers out of the pew and into the mud. And we'll tell you the story of a 1,500-mile bike ride that's filling empty stomachs. These stories and more in today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Pro-Russian separatists have taken over a Christian university in Donetsk. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba says more than 20 staff members are trapped inside.
This place is so dear to me, that's so close to me, and I know the people that are there. They're requesting Christians around the world would support them in prayer.
Separatists are claiming Donetsk as their primary stronghold in Ukraine. Taking over buildings like the school puts innocent people right in the line of fire. It's an urgent situation that needs your prayer.
I want your listeners to pray for the leaders of this Bible school that are there now dealing with the crisis, that God supernaturally would intervene and protect them all.
Find ways to put your faith into action at our website and pray the Lord continues to work mightily through Russian ministries.
We are prepared and we want your listeners to stand with us.
Next, a rise in nationalism in Sri Lanka means trouble for Christians. Voice of the Martyrs Canada noted earlier attacks that police seemingly ignored that left believers feeling vulnerable. However, the recent update is an answer to prayer. In May, a mob severely beat a pastor and several church members over prayer meetings. The case finally made it before a judge who scolded police and demanded arrests. Pray that believers stand firm in their faith and that they're ready to share it. This is Mission Network News. While some stand in cool water at the beach this summer, a handful of cleanup volunteers are standing knee-deep in mud in Serbia. Recent floods ravaged homes as devastatingly large amounts of rain broke through dams and washed away lives and homes, giving local residents just minutes to evacuate. Overflowing sewer systems only added to the mess. Baptist Global Response is trying to get believers out of the pews and get their hands dirty. Want more details? Go to missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, the Great Recession may be over in the United States, but it might just be starting for smaller faith-based charities. That's according to the latest research from the new Giving USA report. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart agrees with those findings since their giving has fallen off by almost a third.
2014 is the first time we're starting to feel that impact. So I guess what other people have been talking about is finally catching up with us.
Comes at an especially bad time since they just got the food program restarted. Although the food is donated, it costs thousands to get it from Minnesota to Cap Haitian.
When we don't keep that program going, and we did the first of this year, totally run out of food and had to stop the program. People die because they don't have any other place to turn for food.
Thanks to you, there's a stopgap in place now. With each touch point, there's an opportunity to talk about why people are helping each other, and that always leads to the story of Jesus. Keep praying. And what would convince you to ride your bike for 1,500 miles? For Tony Fritz of Global Aid Network, it's the chance to fill hungry stomachs. From the trail somewhere in Missouri, Fritz tells us his cross-country bike trip, Tour de Meals, will raise funds and awareness for a worldwide problem.
If we had one child in America that died of hunger, it would make the national news instantly. And yet, here's a problem that's worldwide that happens thousands of times over per day, and that just becomes a statistic.
Tour de Meals combines two of Fritz's passions, getting food to those in need and biking. It's how he presents Christ's love to others.
Every person has to decide for himself. There are a lot of good causes out there, a lot of things to pour your life into, and this is one of them. And I don't think everybody needs to do this, but everybody needs to have awareness of it.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you going through suffering? Get the book Learning to Suffer God's Way, Discovering Purposes in Suffering by Donald Zoller, free from SAT7. It can help you turn suffering from an imposition to a blessing. Get your free copy by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.